Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 760-337-8874. And I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, with co-host Scott Dudley.
Good morning and welcome.
And just to give a really quick info for Valleyites, if you take Austin Road, it's closed. From Evan Hughes to Ayton Road, it's closed. So do not take that road.
Unless you're listening to the podcast, in which case probably...
You're too late, and you probably got to work late, so...
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, and indeed, there are only 2 days left before the Relay for Life celebration of Southwest High School, and your chance to see Los Outpatients perform for free at 6:30 p.m., so circle that on your calendar and come out and see a band that's peaking.
And for a good cause.
Peeking out from under the covers.
Yeah. And also for the good cause, Relay for Life for cancer, so... What time again?
It's going to start 6:30 p.m. on Saturday evening at Southwest High School in the back out by the track.
Good.
And we'll see you all out there. Say you heard about it on Let's Talk About It, and they'll dedicate a song to you. That we can handle. All right, good morning. Hey, our guest today is Marty Kritze, and he's the chief probation officer, the chief probation officer for the County of Imperial. Marty, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, and... Let's jump into this world.
Good morning, Maria, Scott. Glad to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. But I hear I had a couple staff in here yesterday that set the bar pretty high, and so the pressure's on.
Yes, it is. I was listening to the Spanish show, and Jennifer and Terry gave really good information.
But we got the chief.
Put
that out.
Well, they do all the work. And yeah. They do a really good job, so I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, Jennifer does the adult population, and Terry does the adolescents, or the youth, the minors.
So let's start out with kind of the scope of what probation does for the county. And then maybe later on in the show we can talk about how we've had to grow with the times and where we're going, and in the context of California, what we got to do.
I know.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right.
Our basic mission in the criminal justice system is a number of things. Is because it's really separated by the divisions that we have. We have adult and juvenile, and we provide information to the courts. Judges are sentencing both adults and juveniles, and they want to have reliable, verified information in front of them to be able to make informed decisions. So we have staff who gather that information and organize it in a report and ultimately provide the courts with recommendations that they rely on very heavily and follow frequently. The other part of our mission is to those individuals that the courts feel are a safe risk to be released into the community and be supervised under conditions of probation. We have staff who are assigned to supervise them, which we do, and the majority of them are successful in their supervision, but those who are not successful, we are charged with bringing those folks back in front of the court and providing the court with more information as to how they did on supervision. Just because someone's failed in one particular area of their supervision, oftentimes the court gives them another chance to try it again, and sometimes people get multiple chances. But those who are ultimately not very successful, or they're committing new crimes while on probation, the recommendation ends up to be that their probation be revoked, and they ultimately go to state prison. We also do some victim services work with our victim witness advocacy program. We try to do prevention. Those are our core functions.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, I think the main premise that I kind of want to get out is the whole industry of probation is gone over a fairly significant change, particularly in California, or most recently in California, in the last, I want to say, 7 to 8 years. And where I'm going with that is there was a lot of research that has come out. It's called evidence-based practices, and a model of that is called Principles of Effective Intervention has been published. And so I think the general public thinks that nothing works,
mm-hmm.
and that's just not true because we now have a body of work, and it's not just one research study. It's called a meta-analysis. It's a lot of research, and I kind of like to use the example of I think everyone now realizes that medical problems like heart attack,
mm-hmm.
that there are certain risk factors to for
prevention.
For prevention, and that could be, you know, if you smoke or if you have a sedentary lifestyle, your diet, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I think for the most part, people have accepted that research is true, with the mm-hmm. exception of maybe, you know, some of the research mm-hmm. that was done by tobacco companies saying that smoking wasn't that bad for you. So, but there's a body of work that balances that people readily accept that if we have 100 people here and we determine their risk factors, we can pretty much with pretty good accuracy tell you who of those 100 are for risk for heart attack. The same is true for criminal offenders and being able to predict those who are risk for recidivism. And for a fairly long time, how probation approached offenders was if we had 1,000 of them and we had 10 probation officers, we just
did the math.
Yeah.
Did the math.
Divided them up.
Did
you know.
Them out. And
divided up.
What this research is saying is not all offenders are created equal. They have different levels of risk, and probation really needs to focus its resources and its attention on those higher risk offenders.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.